What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Mental War. This is your host, Hunter Rivers, and today we're diving headfirst into something crucial, building resilience in adversity. Ever feel like life throws you curveballs? Yeah, me too. It's like the universe has this wicked sense of humor, deciding to test us with unexpected challenges right when things seem to be going swimmingly. But here's the thing. We don't have to crumble under pressure. We can actually use these challenges as fuel to become stronger, wiser, and more badass than ever before. Think about it like this. Adversity is like that super intense workout session. It pushes you to your limits, leaves you feeling bruised and battered, but ultimately builds you up into a lean, mean fighting machine. And trust me, you're capable of being an absolute warrior. So, how do we build this mental fortitude, this resilience muscle? Here are five key takeaways that'll help you not just survive, but absolutely thrive in the face of any storm life throws your way. 1. Reframe your perspective. It all starts with how you look at things. See, adversity isn't always a bad thing. It can be a catalyst for growth, a chance to learn something new about yourself and the world around you. Ever heard that saying, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger"? Well, it's true. Instead of seeing a setback as a defeat, view it as an opportunity to level up, to discover hidden strengths you never knew you had. 2. Embrace discomfort. Let's be real. Stepping outside your comfort zone is rarely comfortable, but that's where the magic happens. Growth happens on the other side of fear. So, when things get tough, push yourself a little further. Tackle that challenge head on. You might surprise yourself with what you're capable of achieving. Remember, true strength isn't about avoiding discomfort, it's about embracing it and coming out stronger on the other side. Cultivate self-compassion. Listen up. You are allowed to feel your feelings. Don't beat yourself up when things get tough. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a friend going through a rough patch. Remember, everyone stumbles sometimes. It's what we do after we fall that defines us. Treat yourself with grace and understanding during those moments of vulnerability. 4. Build a support system. You don't have to go through this alone. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who believe in you, even when you doubt yourself. Talking to someone you trust can help you process your emotions, gain fresh perspectives, and feel less isolated. Remember, we're all in this together. 5. Practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but focusing on the good things in your life can make a world of difference. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a genuine smile from a stranger. Gratitude shifts your mindset, reminding you that even amidst adversity, there's still beauty and goodness to be found. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a big project at work. The deadline is looming, and suddenly, disaster strikes. A key piece of information goes missing, or a crucial team member gets sick. You feel that panic rising, your heart starts racing, and you're tempted to just give up. But wait. Remember those 5 takeaways we talked about? First, reframe the situation. This isn't just a setback. It's an opportunity to think outside the box, to find creative solutions, to demonstrate your resilience. 2. Embrace the discomfort. It's going to be tough, but push through. You're capable of handling this. Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Acknowledge that it's okay to feel stressed and take breaks when you need them. Fourth, reach out to your support system. Talk to a colleague, a friend, or a mentor for advice and encouragement. And finally, remember to be grateful. Even in this stressful situation, there are still things to appreciate: the opportunity to learn, the chance to grow, and the support of those around you. Remember, resilience isn't about being invincible. It's about bouncing back stronger after every challenge life throws your way. So go out there, embrace the storm, and show adversity who's boss. Think about these takeaways. How can you apply them to your own life? What challenges are you facing right now that you can approach with a more resilient mindset? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Use the hashtag #MentalWarResilience. Let's build each other up and conquer this thing together. And remember, new episodes every day, so tune in tomorrow for another dose of mental warfare.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.